The Music Man first appeared on Broadway in 1957 and is still popular today, spurring two productions in the Peoria area this summer alone. ArcLight Productions' version of this nostalgic musical is currently playing at Illini Bluffs High School in Glassford, a seemingly perfect place for this show about small-town life. The story revolves around Harold Hill, a con man who sells musical instruments and band uniforms to unsuspecting citizens and then disappears, leaving the townsfolk with useless materials. However, he meets his match in the prim librarian, Marion Peru, who is a subject of town gossips. Of course, along the way, he solves several of the town's problems, including a bickering school board, bored housewives with little to do, and taming the town delinquent. Director Jeff Driscoll said he wanted to do a big musical with big sets, big casts, and big dance numbers, and this production fulfills that desire. The set is big, occupying the entire stage. Designed by Eric Bell and Michelle Mullen, it depicts small-town life in 1912 accurately, and the changes in locale are handled well with little dead space between the scenes. The cast is also big, with 37 people on stage, and although at times it seemed a little large for the stage, they did a wonderful job depicting life in River City. Especially outstanding was Sagan Drake as Marion. She has a lovely voice and wonderful stage presence. Her songs were the most memorable in the show. Also outstanding in the cast were Linda Brown as her Irish mother with her spot-on accent. Kudos also go to Evan Depperman as Marcellus Washburn, Harold's friend who has settled in River City, and Ethan Rickard as Charlie Crowell, Harold's nemesis who tries to tip off the town about Harold's cheating them. Zach Hollingsworth as Harold Hill did a competent job, but at times his lack of experience showed through, making his scenes with Marion a little uneven. He has a pleasant singing voice, and his dance numbers were good, and I am sure with more experience and age he will become a fine actor. His best scene was in his song and dance number, The Sadder But Wiser Girl, a scene where he could display his boyish charm. Also in the cast was Chuck McCoy as Mayor Shin, who did a capable job. The mayor was all bluster and loud-talking swagger, but I wish he would have varied his performance a bit and found more nuance in the character. In addition, there were a few flubs which I would attribute to opening night jitters. Michelle Knott, as his long-suffering wife and leader of the town's women, was competent, but her solos in Pick a Little were sometimes drowned out by the pit orchestra. In addition, the town gossips played by Aaron Crossett, Judy Zilch, Tara R. Williams, Sally Payne, and Diane Faulkner were outstanding and gave a lovely note of humor to the show. Unfortunately, the male quartet was not a match for the women. Kudos also go out to Diane Faulkner for her beautiful costumes, which depicted turn-of-the-century small-town life so accurately. All in all, this was a pleasant evening at the theater. The Music Man continues Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at Illini Bluffs High School in Glassford. More information is available at 309-455-4095.